Chulun Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Elu Shoyresen Kivsoron. We made it a Hanocha Pshuta in Mishnah Aleph that the din of oir on Bosor, the oir is not Bosor. So Shalz, when you have a piece of Bosor that's attached to oir and the oir was touched, whether it has din of a Shoymer or din of a Yad to convey, to transmit the Tumah, and also Lagabe being Mitzarif, is the oir Mitzarif to the Bosor, but the oir itself is certainly not Bosor, not Lagabe the shear, not legabe the transmission, and also not legabe if somebody eats skin, which is not roi lachila, it's not bosor, so he's not over on the lav of nevelo, and it's also, like we said, not tome tomas oichlin. However, there are certain things that oiresen, they're softer, so oiresen kivsoron. The first one is a little bit strange to be put over here into the list, or ha'odom. There's a pile of skin from a dead body. It's metame kemeis. Lamai said, what's metame kemeis doesn't have to be a whole dead body. It could be even a chelik. Now, there is a shaila because not everything from a dead body is metame. The pasuk says by tumas meis, not really learning the halachos of tumas meis, but just to say over what the Gemara says over here. The pasuk says, b'meis, kolanegeh, b'meis, b'etzem odom oy bekover. So the tumah is transmitted, tumas meis, either being in the same oil or touching a meis or etzem ha'adam. Etzem is a bone. So why does the Torah talk out that chelik? So the Chazal learn out that this is the model of chalokim of a guf ha'adam, which is metame. There could be basar ha'adam. There could be a aver of ha'adam is metame. The vort of an etzem is that it's something the Gemara calls it that it's shenivra imoy ve'en gizem machlev. It's something that's part of the etzem body, the structure of the evorim and the atzomos of a person, something that a person is born with, and also a person can't lose a bone; it doesn't grow back. So, Marshall, let's say there's a big pile of human hair or human fingernails. Those are not metame. Teeth, by the way, even though it's ain't gizah machlif, they can't be nischalif, teeth don't grow back. Person loses a tooth, it doesn't grow back, but it's not nivra imoy. Person doesn't have teeth when he's born. It's not part of the essential part of a person. Oyer, the skin of a person, the Gemara says, that lamaisa, if a person would lose an injury, some skin, lamaisa wouldn't grow back 100% properly, there'll be a scar there. So that means it's not called gizah machlif. It doesn't grow back easily, there's no replacement for skin that's lost. So, mamele, human skin, it'll be called basar because it's rach. Now, legabi the other halacha we mentioned, not legabi tumah, legabi isra achila, that oyer behema is not osur b'achilas b'sar nevela. So that's a good question. Is there an isra achila? Is cannibalism an isra in the Torah? Certainly, Adam is not subject to the same simonim of Malagera and Mafresis Parsa. So it's rather, it's a Meduber. Rishonim are not so clear legabe whether there's an Isser. There are some that hold that there's an Isser Asay, as a state in Rambam. Others hold that it's a Lois Asay. It's not clear exactly what the Lois Asay, because the Torah puts in general terms as Elu Toichlu. Okay, so there's an Asay. There's an Asay that which the Torah said you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat. So it doesn't say anything about human flesh. Others taina, Santa third sheet, the Ravid with the Ramban Narajm and other Rishonim, they hold that there's no Isser. Now, does that mean that cannibalism is something to be admired? The Velt Lakes too, that there are certain things that's partially an insult to the human intelligence that you need an Isser in the Torah. It's a Dover Poshut that cannibalism is the Pshaz Enlecha Hashchosa and depravity, yoisim izeh. So the Torah doesn't even have to give it an iser. It's not osal tzmachol sasuras. It's not machol sasuras to eat human flesh. Okay. So that the first or which is doima lebosar is or ha'adam. The other one is or chazir shel yishu. Some type of regular chazir, which the skin of the chazir is mitame kemoy nevela. Rabbi Yosi Oimer af or chazir habor. This is not chazir ha'yishuv, is the regular chazir, regular pig. Chazir ha'bor is a wild, what they call a wild boar. So that's a little bit tougher, so that's why it's a machlokes tanoim. V'or chatoiteres shel gomel harako. A gomel, a camel that didn't carry, it's a soft camel, didn't carry yet a maso. The vice says this is the back. The humps of the camel is soft until it gets toughened up from carrying loads across the Sahara Desert. V'or haroi shel egel harach. The skin on the head of a young calf. V'or haprosois. Also the oil of the legs, it doesn't toughen up because it hasn't walked much yet. V'or beis haboishes. This is from a behemah in the cave, the mokum ha'erva of the behemah. V'or hashlil. This is the oil of the uber that's found b'mei behemah, is also soft. V'or shetachas ha'alyo, under the tail. V'or ho'anoka v'akoyach v'altov v'achoymit. These are four types of shrotzim that are listed off in the seven shrotzim in Parashat Shmini. The Torah says, Zelachem atame v'asheretz ha'sheretz ha'lo'oretz. Hachoylet v'achva v'atzov l'mineo. Those are the first three. V'anoka v'akoyach v'altov v'achoymit v'atin shomes. These are shrotzim. These four, their skin is soft and has a din of bosor, so it will be metame ketumas sheretz, kemoy b'sorom, if it's a sheretz kezayis. The other four that we mentioned, not the oil, would have to be the bosor proper. Reb Yehuda oimer haltokel chuldo. He says that it's the same thing as a chuldo, and the oil is not metame. Again, vice is something in between, that's why there's a makloikis. V'kulon, the Mishnah says, she'ibdon, all these types of skins, if they underwent treating, ibud is the malacha of tanning a hide to make it tough. Or somebody walked on it to toughen it up, to strengthen it, to hirin, because that would be mevatel teres bosom mehem. They have a din of or, not a din of bosom. A person wearing a leather jacket, it's not bosom. Once it's toughened and it's made into a product, then it has a din of a piece of leather, not a din of bosa. Chutz me'or ha'odom, even if the ma'abid, the skin of human flesh, human skin, the halach is that's metame. And it's a modnezach, we talked about cannibalism before. The Chazal say, the Rav brings it. The Chazal will goyze tumma on or ha'odom, kidei shlo yase odom me'oiris ove v'ima yiriyos lamito, it sounds crazy. It sounds like there would be a chshash that a person would make out of the skin of his parents a couch, something to sit on, in order to remember his parents. And besides for the fact that it's not the mind, it's hard to wrap one's head around such a musik. But besides for that, there's another kash also, that to be mishamish and a mace is also mano. Because not dafka over vime, it's bizu over vime, it's any mace. What exactly the nature of this issue is, it's a good question. So Pasha is what you have to say. The Mefarshim say, the Ramban says, that the reason why the Chshash Haltov V'imo is Takanat Enachnam. But over here, there's a Bazundu Xera, because a person Alt Chibas of V'imo would keep the skin of a father and mother. Again, very hard to understand. The last Nakud in the Mishnah over here is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Oime, Shmoine Shuatzim Yeshlem Oirois. All Shmoine Shuatzim that we mentioned before in the Pasuk of Pasha Shmini, that are Metame. The oil is a dover b'fne atzmoi, and it's not needing kibosa. And in the middle, the oil is not nitma b'tumas shrot. Mishnah Gimel. We're going back now to the musik that we had in Mishnah Aleph, that oil, even when it's not a regular oil behemoth, when it's not considered bosa, but it could be a shoimer or a yad, it's a way of transmitting or receiving tumor. And the Mishnah discusses how long is the or considered mechubad labosa. Hamafshit babehemo bachaya. If somebody skins a behemo or a chay batahir or batmeya, it doesn't make a difference if it's a min tahir or min tmeya. Bidako begasa. All types of behemoths are the same. Lishatiach, he's skinning it in order to make some type of a curtain or a carpet. So the way they would do it is they would take off, they would take one long strip of oil off the side of the behemoth. Behemoth is dead. They would peel off one long cutter with a knife and then peel off one long strip from the mouth of the behemoth along the underside of the behemoth, along the stomach, all the way to the back to the tail. And then they would rip it from side to side to get off the whole thing. So you have one long piece to be like a shatiach, a carpet. So that, once there's a long strip pulled off, it's not a shomer for that, it's just skin that's hanging from the animal. It's not basa. It's not a shomer of a basa either. So how long does it remain a shomer of a basa? When it was barely pulled off, it was only pulled off what the Mishnah calls kedei achiza, enough to hold on well. So then he really has to pull. Once there's a decent strip that's pulled, kedei achiza, then it's easier to pull. At that point already, we don't see it as just holding on to the basa. We see it as a piece of skin that's hanging loose. L'chemes, if he's ripping the skin not for one big piece, but he wants to make a water canteen, they used to make in those days to hold on to water, they would make what's called a noid mayim. So there, it's a thinner strip. So they would cut a thin strip of skin around the neck of the behemoth that was dead. To make like a round piece. It would go around and around in circles around the neck. Achi yafshides hachoza. Until he gets to the... goes from the neck and he goes around and around, around the stomach back of the animal. So until he's yafshides hachoza, until the chest, it's going to be hard to pull. And memela, it's still considered fully attached and it's a shomer on the bosa. A yad, rather. Hamargil, if let's say he's taking it miloshen raglayim from the feet, he's doing it differently. Kule chibel etumah. The oyer that's pulled off is a yad until all the skin is pulled off. Because when he's doing it from the feet, he's not doing it so professionally. It's not done as well because you're just pulling off the skin. So then the whole thing is still attached. He's not making something out of it. The whole thing is attached. And it's an easier melacha until it's pulled off. This idea of it being a yad, kol zman, it's still attached, we still have to work with holding on to it tight, is letame ulatame, both to transmit tuma and to be mekabel tuma, like we said. Now the Mishnah adds another nekuda, or she'ala tzavor, the skin that's on the neck of the behema. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yomer Ein Chibur. If all the oyer on the behemoth is peeled off, so then the oyer that's on the tzavar habehemoth, on the neck of the behemoth, peels off very easily. So Mel, it's not considered a yad. No, that part is also firmly attached, and it's a yad chibur ad sheyafshes kula. Until the whole thing is taken off, it's all considered a yad. And it's metame ulatame. Ulamishna dalit or sheyesh alav kezayis boso. There's a piece of skin of the nevela that has on it a kezayis. Hanegeh b'tziva yoytze mimenu. If somebody touches a piece of meat, one of the shtiklich boso, from that piece, ubesayir shekenegdoi. B'tziv is a little... tiny piece of basa that's yoytze from that shtikl kezayis basa, and it's considered a yad. It is basa itself. Why it's not basa kishalatzma on its own merits, and it has to be only altsedin yad, is not clear. The next case is easier. Besayre shekenegdoi, a hair that's sticking off the basa, is not the basa itself, but the sayre is considered a shomer because the hair protects the boss of any live creature. So then both of them have a din of he touched nevela tome. Hoyolov kishnei chatzoy zesim. This part of the Mishnah is a bigger chiddush. There are two chatzoy zesim. There's no piece of kezayis. Each one is in a different place in the skin mitame. They're mitstarif, and they're both considered together one piece, and they're considered one piece of a kezayis. That means if a person picked up that piece of skin and it had mechubet to it, two half shtiklach of basar, that's called that he's nevelas from the tumois, that's not only b'magat, it's b'maso. That's called that he's being noisei a kezayis. Mishnah says, v'loi b'mago, the oir is not mechabet, that's one piece. It just means al yidei the oir, he's carrying a kezayis, that's true. But if he touches one, He's not attached. He's not touching both. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Aimer, loy b'maga v'loy b'maso. If they're two half pieces, neither one gives off tumah. The deshir v'kezayis means that's a shtikel nevela. If it's a half a piece, he's not carrying a piece of bosa nevela. He's carrying two half pieces. The fact that they're mechubarim, the fact that they're nisuim biyachad, does not make them mechubarim yachad. However, if they were attached on like a toothpick, picture two little pieces of melon attached. You had over here two pieces of bosa, and he moved them. Shu tome, on that he's tome. Obviously, Rabbi Kiva is making to the etzim concept that if the mechubar and biyachad, the two half pieces are considered one piece of a kezayis. So what's the catch? The Mishnah itself asks it. Rabbi Kiva mitayr ba'or, not because a chibur doesn't work to render it a piece of a kezayis, but b'mpnei sha'or mevatlon, each one is considered part of the skin. Half a piece, if it's on the oir, the pshat is a tuffle to the oir. So the oir can't be a mechaber for the two half kezayisim. Adrabba, each half kezayis is bottled to the oir. So that's why they're not mechubar masheke on a toothpick. Clearly, the point of the toothpick is a tuffle to be mechaber the two chatzoyis eisim, and that's the way we see it.